Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Michael Bartley in for Larry Richard here on the Big K Morning Show. As you heard, our storm center has been activated. Go to kdkradio.com. On the front page there, you'll see a story. Temps dropped to single digits. KDK Storm Center activated. Open that up. You'll see a link in the third paragraph or fourth paragraph, whatever it is. You got all the closings, all of it. All right? Great job, Pat Septak. Good job keeping things up to date. And Paul Rasmussen, our news team, is on it today. As part of this story, Pittsburgh Public and North Allegheny Schools among the districts with a two-hour delay. But you have the whole list right there. Just go to that story, kdkradio.com, and you'll see all of that, okay? Lenny McAllister is joining me now again. And I just asked Lenny, I said, what time do schools normally start if there's a two-hour? But it all depends.
It all depends. I mean, yeah. I have one kid that's starting at 9:45, and I have another kid that's starting at 10:15. It depends on if it's a high school, if it's a grade school. I was surprised to see that Central Catholic is closed today, mm-hmm. but they sent out an explanation, which is they had midterm exams today, yeah. which probably meant that they had half days of school during the exam period. Well, there's no need to go to school if you're only going to be there for 3 hours and you're having a two-hour delay because of the cold. So there are other districts, such as, I believe, Butler County Schools closed, Butler Catholic closed. Yeah. Mars, I think, is closed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are certain areas, whether it's due to some power outages or just because they're a little further north.
Yeah.
And they got, I don't know if people realize this, but if you went further north of the city, there was a second significant wave of snow that came through yesterday.
Yeah, and it was like a stream that came through. There were in many spots in western Pennsylvania, there were one or two extra inches.
Yeah.
From what was predicted.
And it was so funny because you don't usually hear them say the term lake effect snow
yeah.
in this region. And yet, some of our neighbors to the north that are still in our metro area
of course.
Got lake effect snow on Sunday after what we got on Saturday, which back to the road situation mm-hmm. made bad roads bad all over again
yeah.
for much of yesterday.
Lenny, so we're going to keep everybody up to date. Our news team is on this. Ellen's going to have all the traffic updates on the fives. I wanted to bring up, you know, we talked about the Rob Reiner thing, which is so shocking, but this whole past weekend has been shocking. The Brown University deal was so tragic, you know, and the gunman is still on the loose. They brought in a person of interest, let him go because the investigation went in a different direction. And couple that with Sydney, Australia, yeah. the beach, which was an anti-Semitic attack. A father and son opened fire. What did they? They killed 15, scores of injuries. And by the way, in Providence, the Brown University one, there are so many kids in critical condition as well. What the hell is going on the week before Christmas? And, you know, I watched the news the other night when Brown was going on, and they never say why it is, but around the holidays, remember last New Year's Day morning?
Yeah.
It was New Orleans. Paul Rasmussen and I could bring him in here right now and he'll tell you. We were on that for five straight hours, and when they opened fire there. What is this connection?
We're right around the holiday as well of Sandy Hook.
The anniversary was could have been yesterday.
The 12th, I believe it was, or somewhere in that time frame. One, it's the holiday. Two, it's the anxiety of the nation. And you can even take that one step further and say anxiety of the world. I mean, over the last 5 years, we've gone through a pandemic. We've seen a lot of turbulent elections around the globe. We have seen economies crash over recent years, and now we're seeing this impact on the global economy, whether it's here since Liberation Day or elsewhere around the world. And now we're going into a holiday season with this heightened sense of anxiety and people feeling as though there are voids in political and cultural leadership that are not helping them get through this in an appropriate way. And when you have that, the way that that void gets filled is oftentimes with more anxiety, and sometimes anxiety leads to very tragic incidences. And that's what we've been seeing.
The Sydney, Australia beach, the 15 murders plus scores of injuries, and there was a baby killed. It was a Jewish celebration there, as you know. And these anti-Semitic, you know, it's father and son, and it was the beginning of Hanukkah.
Yes.
Okay, it was the beginning of Hanukkah. And, you know, the one thing that stands out, too, is that there was a Syrian national, I believe, who saw this guy shooting.
I saw the video.
And he jumped on him. The Syrian national guy was big.
He was a big dude.
The video was restored my faith in humanity. Because that guy could have killed 60 more people, do you understand?
Yes.
Grabbed him, tore the shotgun, or the automatic, whatever it was, yep, out of his hand, and turned the gun on the suspect. The suspect fled. They got him. But I was so happy that guy was a hero. I'm telling you, there could have been 40 to 60 more people dead.
I agree. And just last week, we had Eli Sharabi here talking about his captivity after October 7th for over 400 days. And when you think about his talk last Sunday, and couple that with the rise that we're seeing in anti-Semitic behavior around the world and here in the United States, it kind of goes back to your point, Michael, in regards to the anxiety that we're seeing. And it goes back to my point. When you have voids in leadership, that anxiety gets filled with some of the worst that we have within human nature, including xenophobia, including all the isms, including anti-Semitism. And when you have that fill that void, it has deadly consequences. And literally, as we go into 2026, we're going to have to really be better at healing and then leading than we have been. And unfortunately, we don't see signs that that's going to happen based on what we've seen over the last couple of years, particularly 2025.
All right. Lenny is going to stay and join me with Paul Rasmussen for top stories of the day. The big story's coming right up. But in the meantime, it is 8:45.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.